Because you want to talk about R&B, there was some smooth baby-making love music in there.
Has it been a long week? Do you need a break?
Are you stressed? Stuck in your job? Maybe you need an escape.
I'm Beth Dybul.
I'm Tatiana Abaro.
And I'm Ezekiel Kajakai. And this
is Escape Break,
where we discuss all things escape rooms in Southern California.
The good.
The bad.
The funny.
And don't forget the awkward.
Trust me, I wish I could.
This show is just on the horizon. Get ready to sit back, relax, stop working, and take a break with us. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome in to Escape Break. Today, we've got a very special episode. We're in February, which means love is in the air. Let's say hello to my fellow Escape Breakers and hosts, Beth Dybul. What's up, Beth?
Hi.
How are you?
How y'all doing? I'm good. How are you?
doing well. And I also have Tati. How you doing, Tati?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good. We're more episodes out from getting questioned. We're back into escape rooms, further and further away from that trying time, getting peppered with questions. Did you guys learn anything from that? Me, I listened to it over and over again, and I was like, man, they really want me to give up escape rooms.
Well, what I hear is just payback for the original question, that's all.
Awesome. Well, have you guys played any escape rooms since we last talked?
I have, but we will be focusing on that room in a later episode.
That's true. We'll see how it's going to go. But today, let's focus on escape rooms in the dating scene. Now, just a simple yes or no. Tati, have you ever been on an escape room date?
Yes? Question mark?
Why so unsure?
Because the first one that I did with my current partner, I felt like it was a date. It was 2 months into our relationship. And it was definitely a get to see how he works in an escape room and if he can stick around. But we had gone on other dates before that.
Beth, what about you? Are you going to give me a definitive yes? Or
I'm going to give you a very definitive yes.
Heck yeah. Good to know. I too have been on a date with an escape room. Not with an escape room. Oh my goodness.
Okay, but like, what a dream. Who needs people when you can date an escape room?
Very true.
No, you guys, there's so many comments and jokes that are so inappropriate that I want to make right now. Oh my gosh.
We love escape rooms so much that we take them on dates. No, I've taken people on dates and we'll talk about them today. But first, we're going to talk about best of battle. I'm so sorry.
Can we have one? Can we hear one?
Which escape room am I dating right now?
Yes, please.
I mean, it's got to be the OG love of my life, the Mad Rapper that I'm still dating.
That's a forever
love. This is getting weird. So
I think mine is the Arena, but we're going to break up soon.
Oh, yeah.
They're leaving me. I can see it coming.
In a very grim way, you're going to be a widow. So
it's true. Everybody send your flowers. Send your chocolates.
Only black roses, please.
Yeah.
Exactly. Before we get into best of battle, can I ask a question?
Sure.
So I heard about this company where there is a man who acts like he's never played the room before, and he just brings different dates to the same escape room so that he can seem like a genius. Have you guys heard of anything like this before? And as game masters, did you experience anything like this?
Yes.
Really? Can you share, please?
Absolutely. This was at the first escape room job I had. And I didn't think anything of it the first time. I assumed that he just came back with that same date because they did not escape the first time. He came back with a different girl. and replayed the same room. And I was like, this is interesting. And I almost like called him out on it, but I wasn't too sure. And as the game was going on, I was looking through the old photos and team photos and all that. Totally different girl. He came back like 2 weeks after that second time with another girl, replayed the same room, and hey, finally escaped the third time.
Oh my gosh.
The third time playing the same room with different girls, trying to impress them and be like, I'm so smart. We didn't escape the room. But, you know, third time's a charm, I guess.
Wow, that's crazy. Kai?
I'm familiar with it because I worked in escape rooms. It's clearly the red flag. Not that we're at red flag, green flag yet, but it's clearly the red flag. I don't think escape rooms, the purpose of an escape room date is to impress somebody with your knowledge. So you tell me, and I believe we've talked about this before, but I don't think I become more attractive based upon the number of escape rooms that I've completed and the lower number that I failed. Right?
Yeah. I don't see why. I don't understand. He spent so much money to be like, I'm going to impress this girl. I don't know. I feel like escape rooms are just a really great way to see if you guys are compatible in a few different ways. Yeah, he went into it with a completely different mindset than what we were probably thinking.
Yeah. So interesting. That is nuts.
Okay, guys. Do you remember what best of battle is?
Of course. But I think you should remind the listeners.
That's right. Because we have new listeners every day. So to do
our part. And
thank you
to all of you.
New listeners, welcome to the show. Old listeners, welcome to the show. You can check us out on Instagram or Facebook at The Cager Express. You can ask us questions, share our episode. It means a lot. We'll shout you out, different things like that. Want to give a special shout out to Escape Room Anthony, who's going to be approaching his 200th room soon. Still deciding what that's going to be, but Anthony listens to the show.
Woo!
Great guy. Here we go, guys. Best of battle, this is what it is. We pick categories. This is basically our award show. We pick categories, and we all have opinions. And based upon the rooms that we've done, we pick what we feel our nomination will be, and we battle for it. So our categories today are best room to take a date on, and our second category is best room or moment in a room that makes you feel warm and fuzzy inside. So we're going to start with best room to take a date on to kind of isolate the playing field. Let's say this is a first date and you're still getting to know that person. So this is not the situation that Tati had 2 months into the relationship. This is, we're not even official yet. This person likes me and I maybe like them. And we're going to do an escape room. Which escape room should you choose and why?
So I thought that Houdini at 60 Out would have been a great room for a first date. We're fighting now, right? We're like,
oh, we're fighting.
Oh, it's begun.
It's begun? Okay.
Yes.
So, no, I'm just kidding. I think it's a great room for a first date because it's a mix between that physical element in puzzles and, you know, the mental logical aspect. And a lot of the puzzles are extremely fun and goofy. And I think that goofiness really helps like relax the couple on a first date. You're like, first dates, you're nervous. And if you go to a place and they're like, all right, we're going to put you there, we're going to put you here, work together. And after that, just have a great time. Maybe crawl, maybe do a little flip, but it's all in the goofiness that really helps a lot with just making it a fun, memorable, lighthearted experience while also still having those really fun wow moments.
I like it. I know I have something better, but I do like it.
Okay.
Whoa, he just slipped that in really quick.
And I know that guy's like fighting dirty apparently.
I love that room. I think that room deserves a lot more praise than what it gets.
Totally.
Now, just because we are battling, I gotta say, separating in the beginning for a first time date, this is a beginning, just meeting you, I think that's a little ambitious because I totally thought of rooms where they separate you. And I was like, oh, yeah, work on that communication. But I was like, oh, but what if you don't have it? And then you have a bad time. Mm-hmm. So that would be like one of my things against the room as a first date. But also there are some really big moments in that room where if nobody steps up, you literally cannot progress.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
I think that rooms is, it's a little bit of a higher caliber for a first date.
I will say I did choose this over another room that starts with a split start, but I chose this one because it's at least split start.
What? Visible splits?
Exactly.
Yeah, I got you.
Like split start, but you're there. You're all there. I just won't tell you why or how, but you're all there. So that's kind of what I was thinking.
I like it, Beth. I really do. I think with 60 Out Houdini as a game, if you play it like down the road of your career, you will go through this really fast. But if this is a first date, it's going to be a game that's going to push you to the end of the 60 minutes. There's tons of things to do. So I really appreciate this game. It's one of my favorite games. And I always feel bad when people who listen to the show go play it and they're so experienced and they get through it in like 35, 40 minutes. Because it's not meant to be a challenging game. It's meant to be a take your time and enjoy the wow factor game. And I think that's exactly what it takes to build a core memory with someone who could potentially be the one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look at these fun tasks. Oh my gosh, look at me making memories with my soon-to-be boo. Houdini's really going to make me lock it down on this person. And basically, that is why this is the best game to take a first date to.
And then Houdini can be your officiant at your wedding.
Oh my God.
And then awesome. He just disappears at the end.
He's
like,
who was that guy?
Husband and wife, you may now kiss the bride.
Poof. That's super awesome.
The drama is really good. The drama.
Oh my goodness. So for a first date, I think that having an easier room that has a really cool theme and cool vibes is important. So I'm choosing Y2K over at Unlockables in Poway.
Okay.
And let me explain why. As a 90s baby, everything in that room just triggered nostalgia. I was literally dancing and shaking the whole time. Shaking in a good way, by the way. Not like in fear.
Whoa, now. I mean, this was a date, right?
I mean, let's calm down for a second. I played this room with a good friend of mine and my dad. So calm down.
The friend zone is strong here.
So strong. Anyways, I could not stop singing and dancing and it was such a good time. And just talking, like taking moments to talk about, oh my gosh, do you remember playing with this as a kid? Or do you remember enjoying this or watching this show? And if I'm dating someone and I want to connect with that person and they can't share core moments and like a childhood and relate to me in that way, I feel like it'd be really hard to relate to the person down the line. Because I feel like childhood does shape you into who you are. So ultimately, I would want them to connect and still have that same joy and love from the 90s that I enjoyed.
Y2K. I like that. I like that. And I think we can all speak highly of the establishment that we know your game master is going to realize you're on a date. They're going to get your back and help you out if you need it. They're not going to try to show you up and they're going to help you get through the room, which always helps the date is if you can get out.
Exactly. And I feel like it's not too difficult that it would stop you from escaping or add any extra pressure.
If you were hypothetically on a date and you played Y2K and you found out that this person was like friends, I don't like that. Saved by the Bell. I don't know what that is. Is that the deal breaker?
Yeah. If they can't get it with any of the music that I enjoyed in that room, if they don't even want to give a chance, Friends is one of my favorite shows. I can watch any episode at any time and say, oh, this is the episode where this happens. I love Friends so much. And if you can't respect that, if you can't get with it, then you can't get with this.
then you know what? Stay in the bathroom for the rest of the hour.
Yeah, bye. Let me go escape on myself.
What about all of the 2000s and after dates? Like all the 2000s babies? Like, I'm a 99 baby. I went into Y2K and I was like, I think I recognize some of this.
I think that you're too young for me to date.
I mean, I get that, but we're talking about like the best for like the first date, and we all already have had first dates and are in committed relationships. So I'm just saying there's some youngins that are escaping out there.
Well, if anybody knows me, my history is I usually like older men.
I like all Y2K right. A lot, though. That's a really good one.
It is a good game. That's in Poway, by the way.
That's what I said.
In San Diego, just repeating. And then the other one is in Silver Lake, in more of like, is that LA? Silver Lake?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Silver Lake's a street anyways. It's not like a city.
Now, Kai,
you
like came with a lot of freaking heat, man.
This better be epic.
It will be.
Yeah, we're waiting.
And it will touch one of you and the heart, and it'll make the other one laugh. So the best place to take someone on a date is a place where you can get down to the nitty gritty and see how they'll be in times of dire need. The best game for a date is the silence.
No!
Because in this game, you will be scared, you will be void of your voice, and you will be forced to work together as a team. So, have you ever seen those memes where you get the text and the person says, hey, would you still love me if I was a worm?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Well, hey, would you still love me if I didn't have my voice? Well, you'll get to find out in the silence, because you won't have your voice, and you'll see if that potential significant other is going to step up to the plate and work with you through the fear of that game, no matter the twists and turns. The silence is the way to go.
No.
I promise you.
I promise you it's not.
I got my rebuttal. In this day
and age, with online dating, with just the way of the world and the way people view relationships, you do not want to waste your time. You do not want to get involved in a really nice honeymoon phase only to find out that the person you're dating is arrogant, doesn't really know how to openly communicate, and just does things their way. Find it out right then and there. Put yourself in the eyesight of fear and do the silence, and you'll know if that person is worth dating again.
What if they would love to move forward, but physically cannot because they may be having an anxiety attack? On the floor, fetal position, knows how to do the puzzle, can't process anything.
I can speak to that. It gives the other person a moment to be there for you and say, hey, I see that you're immobilized by fear. Let me help you. Let me show you that we can get through this together.
So is this like an opportunity for like one person on the date to be like the hero?
Yes, that's exactly what I was gonna say.
This is feeling like the guy who's like, oh, I'm gonna go and I'm gonna impress you at this game, but instead of like replaying the game over and over again, I'm just gonna be brave.
I disagree. It certainly could cause one person to be the hero, but at the same time, you can both be the hero. So it's more of putting yourself in a situation where you actually have to work together, as opposed to doing something that's too easy and it doesn't really push the boundaries of, are you getting along?
This is a first date though. Like if you threw me in a room with the person that I was dating for the first time and this is our first date together, this is literally my worst nightmare. I would look so bad. None of the good qualities about me would be highlighted in this room.
That's where I'm at.
And I don't think this gives the person that is scared or doesn't like this experience, it doesn't give them any kind of hope to show them goodness. Like, I don't think the other person would want to go on a second date with me. They'd be like, they just cowered in fear, could not move, started crying, and maybe cussed a little bit underneath their breath when they were able to. That is such a shitty example of me, but I promise you, there's more to me. I really promise. my hands are like, please give me a second chance right now.
So So let me ask you this. On the condition that the person knows it's going to be a scary room, then this is my date recommendation. By no means am I saying force somebody to do this, but if you're like, hey, we're going to do an escape room, it's a little scary, is that cool with you? Or it's a lot of scary, is that cool with you? And they say, sure. Like, they like the idea of that adventure, that chance you're taking. That's the place to go.
Okay.
It can't be like a, it's a surprise.
Don't Google it. Don't and Google if it, it says something about like a live actor, don't worry.
Like, oh, I love
they're
surprises.
Lying. Okay, but let me counter with this. When you're starting in a new relationship, sometimes you try new things and you try to be a little bit more adventurous outside of what your normal realm is. And you do a little bit more because you're trying to make this person like you or like let them see the different sides of you, right? As mm-hmm. you progress in a relationship, things kind of tend to settle a little bit. So what if that person says yes because they're like, oh man, this person's really into a scary escape room. Okay, let me just put my big girl panties on and try my best.
And I'm sussing that out. I'm saying if you're trying to be somebody else to get somebody to like you, you need to stop that now. That's not how relationships work.
I guess, but I do scary ass rooms with people like that are my friends because I want to do the adventure with them.
Tati?
Kai?
Are we still friends?
Yes.
Has our friendship grown?
Yes. Not for okay, that great. Reason, though.
Beth, are
you
we still friends?
Do you remember what happened after the silence?
Are we still friends?
I mean, yes, but there was a lapse when I was almost going to throw up from an anxiety attack.
Has our relationship grown?
Yes.
Okay, Kai.
Case closed.
No, hold on. Kai, what was the first escape room we played together?
Head case? No, not head case. Head trip.
Was it a scary room?
No.
Okay.
Did I plan it?
No. But Beth, what was the first room you played with Kai?
Escape room by the river? Escape by the river?
Was it scary?
No.
Who planned it?
I don't
it?
Think any of those. Kai did.
Oh, so they were first rooms that you did with us that were not scary? Case closed, sir.
Wait, I'm going to open the sack up.
Oh, okay.
I've been on a first date to a scary escape room.
How'd that go?
I will say it went well. I will also say I didn't really have a great opportunity to see how well we could have worked together because I was out of commission for part of it. And
got it.
Honestly, there were like nice moments where like the lights went out and I would sprint somewhere and he just so happened to be where I sprinted at. And he would be like, oh, I got you. And I'd be like, wow, this is really sweet. Sweet moments like that. But I couldn't tell you if he was good at solving anything because there was scary stuff going on that like no one could focus on like anything.
That's so funny.
The only reason why there was a second date was because I booked a second escape room when I did book the first one. So
you had no choice.
I had no choice. It was also a scary one. Also rough.
You're crazy.
Eh. I needed people to do escape rooms with, and I was in the dating scene. So there were a lot of first dates in escape rooms.
To each their own.
Also, I needed to weed them out if they couldn't
absolutely.
Keep up.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
They're I think booted.
Beth, you're more on my side than I feel you think you are.
I think so too.
With that maybe. Being said, all of our options are great options, but it's up to you to let us know who you agree with. So if you agree with one of us more very passionately, please let us know. If you think we're all wrong and you have another option, let us know too. We want to know all the dating rooms out there. We'll develop a list and maybe it'll become like that list that showed up where it's like top places not to take your first date on. Do you remember that list that came up on Reddit?
You know,
no.
Like, it was like really pretentious. It was like, don't go to the movies. Don't go to Applebee's. Don't go to Denny's. Like some of them were more understandable than others, but for the most part, it just seemed like really pretentious stuff. Like trying to identify if your date is cheap or not. Anyways, let us know. We're going on to the next round. Our next round is a battle of the best escape room to make you feel warm and fuzzy inside. I went last, so I'm going to go first. And you may have already heard it. My one true love, the escape room I'm dating. The Mad Rapper is the best room to make you feel warm and fuzzy inside, specifically because it's full of R&B. R&B music is the pathway to love and feels and emotions. And specifically, even though this isn't about a moment, there's a moment in the room where you can dance. And what better feeling than dancing and having a good time after you just solved a puzzle? If you haven't played The Mad Rapper, it's not about R&B music to the extent that you have to love it. You just have to have fun and enjoy the things that happen in it. And I think you're going to end up smiling more times than not throughout the whole adventure. That is my suggestion for warm and fuzzy rooms.
That's a great room. It's hard to argue The Mad Rapper.
It really is. I'm like, yep, I got nothing to fight with.
That's okay. That's okay. I'll pass it off to Beth. We'll let Tati go last this time.
The room that I went with for warm and fuzzy feels is Winnie the Pooh at Mine Trap. And I just did that one. I loved it. I had a great time. There are so many moments in that room. I don't know. They make my heart melt. And I'm not going to spoil anything as much as I like really want to, because some of these moments were just like, one moment was so beautiful. And I was like, I didn't cry. It was not intended to be beautiful, I don't think. It was supposed to be very chaotic. And I was like, oh my God, that gave me warm and fuzzy feelings. And it's Winnie the Pooh. It's such a big character in so many people's like childhoods that it's just great to be able to take a group, go into that room and be able to all know what this is from and be like, oh, like 100 Acre Woods. And there's so many little puzzles in there that are just like so fun to do. And it really makes you feel like you're a kid again. It's Winnie the Pooh. Like, I don't know why I'm still arguing this. It's Winnie the Pooh. You think he's not going to give you warm and fuzzy feelings in your heart?
Coming into all best of battles, I always have a backup just in case somebody takes mine. And my backup was Winnie the Pooh.
And mine was on the list as well. Winnie the Pooh was on my list.
All right, we're looking good, folks. Listeners, do you hear that? Do you hear that?
So I have something that I played recently. And when you enter this room, you are just in shock. It's the Treehouse at Confusion. How nice. Can you not go from treehouse to treehouse, going across the cute little bridge that they built, and not feel so ecstatic and kind of regress back to a childhood-like character? Like, personally, I spent more time looking at the way everything looked than I did solving puzzles. I was in the completely wrong area for my puzzles, but that's where I wanted to be because I was like, this looks awesome. So for me, that's my pick. I also got to play the Christmas version, which I think added a little extra sprinkle to it. There was like just a lot of holiday themed things that bring a lot of joy. So I think that had the extra touch for me.
I still need to play that room. I hear such great things about it.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
I know. I see the team photos and I'm like, my jaw's on the floor every time.
Yeah, it's like way better in person because you get to see all the like little details that they put in that room. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Don't mind me. I'm just writing this on my list, on my hand.
So we have Treehouse. We have Winnie the Pooh. We have Mad Rapper. We got music, childhood memories, childhood stories, childhood TV shows and movies. Is there a Winnie the Pooh movie? No, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Heffalumps. There's like a lot of different.
Okay. Well, oh, Disney,
they, well, they
right?
had. Yeah, they had. They made multiple different versions.
Yeah. Oh, and then they have like the live action ones. Mm-hmm. And Winnie the Pooh will never die.
You know what else they have? The horror film one.
I knew you were going to go there. Oh, don't do it. Don't do
but,
it.
But I won't go there. I do want to go somewhere. I mentioned I had a backup. Did you guys have a backup for best date room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it?
13th basement.
Okay.
I felt like it was a nice mix between humorous and scary.
I like that. I like that. Tati?
I had a couple options. So I said Dr. Hater Losers for a first date
because you want to talk about R&B. There was some smooth baby making love music in there. And at one point when the music was going on, literally everybody in our group knew the song and just stopped and started singing the chorus. It was fantastic. So just gonna, I don't know why I didn't choose that instead, but I also
baby making love music is so really funny.
And then another one that I thought of was Battleship, because I'm so competitive and I want to see like what the other person brings. And
that if one I just was on my mind.
Yeah. And I was like, if I just whoop their ass, then they're not a good partner for me. I need someone that can battle me back.
They got to keep up.
Yeah.
What about you, Kai?
Backup was Clever Fox, The Magic Lamp, simply because I took someone on a date on this and it went really well. It went so well that this person, shortly after that date, started dating somebody else that they are now married to and have a kid. That's how good it went.
Oh my God.
That's a really weird way to put it.
You're basically like, I set them up for success.
I kid you not. After the date,
oh my gosh,
she sent me a text and she was like, Kai, I didn't expect that to be that fun. Thank you so much for taking me out. I needed that. And then the rest was history.
Oh my God. And then there was a wedding.
And then there was a wedding, not including me. Anyways.
Actually, you don't know yet. You might be a guest.
That's
Are you
true.
Officiating?
My name is Harry Houdini.
I scared the crap out of
my cat.
You guys,
we are so unhinged right now. This is fantastic.
And just so all of the listeners know, this is just how we naturally are on a Monday evening. It's Monday, y'all.
Those long days at work are all better now.
Yeah, life is better on this side of the day.
All right, let's get into our next segment, which is identifying red flags and green flags that you might be able to find on these dates, whatever room it is. Let's start with the green flags. Tati?
Yeah?
As the most prepared, what's a green flag that you might be able to see in a potential someone in an escape room?
Well, this one actually happened. So on that date where I said yes, it ended up in a failure. We did not get out. It was our first escape room together. But what I loved about it was we got some ice cream afterwards. And as we're eating the ice cream, he says, I really need to prove to you that I'm better than what we just did. Can we go play another escape room? And I said, hell to the yes. So the next day, we went and we played an escape room. I did not pick the hardest one this time, but we escaped and it was fantastic. The rest is history. So my green flag is, even after you may not get out because I know it's disheartening, if they want to play again and to show you, because he knew how much I loved escape rooms, that's a green flag for me.
Nice. That's a really good green flag.
I know. We're still together.
Extra green.
Snaps into the microphone.
My green flag is something you should learn in preschool. Sharing. In escape rooms, there's going to be some solo tasks. Of course, I would love it if builders start including more things where everyone can be involved. But there's usually one or two solo tasks that happen in escape room where, like, one person gets to pull the sword or one person gets to throw the ball. So if your significant other or the person you're on a date with has a moment where they maybe even find the item and they say, here, you do it. Or even better, maybe you're in a group of friends and like they've never even met your friend until today. And they say, here, you do it. Look out for those kinds of things, because that means their mind is focused on the group and not just them.
I love that.
Green flag, sharing.
That's a really good green flag.
It shows that they're thoughtful.
Mm-hmm. Green flag that I went with was when the person asks you to double check locks and codes. Like if they go through and they put the code into the lock and it's not opening and they turn around, they're like, can you double check it? I feel like some people are a little too prideful to ask for like a double check. And when I say I feel like, I mean, I know because I no longer play with a person like that. I think it just shows that like you trust and know that the person you're with is smart enough to be able to like help you on this rather than like giving them that energy of, I don't trust you to double check this correctly, so I'm not even going to ask.
I think it's also like having no ego, right?
Exactly. Like they don't care if they are wrong or right. They just want to know that what they put in is working.
Yeah.
And it could save a lot of time.
It could totally save a lot of time. Maybe like 9 minutes.
Yeah.
In my case.
Escape room tips. Just double check each other. No egos. No pride.
Mm-hmm. Ask for help from your teammates. And then if you really need help, ask for a clue from your game master.
Which brings us to red flags. There's a lot of red flags that could happen. I think one of the biggest ones is about what you said, Beth. Refusing to ask for hints leans into...
That was my red flag too.
Oh, then take it. I got another one. Sure? Take it. I got another one.
I just like, I mean, I wrote down like completely ignores your suggestions and ideas, like doesn't ask you for your input, kind of just goes in and it's like, oh, obviously this is going to be the code. And then you're like, well, I don't know about that. And they're like, I know that this is the code. I know that I'm right. It's just, you're making yourself out to be an ass. That's a big red flag. You are showing the person you're with it. You don't care about their input. You're just straight up ignoring them. This is, at this point, no longer a teamwork activity. This is a you being an ass activity and someone's in the room watching.
No asses allowed.
Exactly.
Say no to asses.
Damn it. So many things. Oh.
All right, Tati. Escape room. What's your...
Escape room.
What's your red flag?
Okay. This one really bugs me a lot.
Okay.
I don't like it when people just give up. They just shut down. When they aren't having a good time, when they don't feel smart, when they don't agree with something that maybe the majority of the team is going with, and they just decide to sit in a corner and pout. That bothers me so much. So that is my huge red flag. It tells me that you're about yourself and you are going to act like a grown child and kind of bring the mood down.
Yeah.
You could throw your tantrum another time.
Yeah. But it kind of goes back to Beth's thing, right? Like that ends up, if it's just two people, that ends up being just a one person show at that point. Mm-hmm. And that's not fun.
Because that person doesn't want to waste their time.
Right. Exactly.
They're like, I spent money to do this too.
True. True. My red flag has to do with the start of the game. And many times at the start of the game, there's a video or there's an actor that tells a story and sets the mood. And my red flag is if that other person in the room is just ignoring the tone setting, looking around the room and trying to be like, oh, there's a door over there. Oh, there's a key over there. And just working too fast. The reason this is a red flag is because they're not bought into the immersion. And if you're not bought into the immersion, you don't like escape rooms. And if you don't like escape rooms, you are out of here. And you can get dumped right then. That is my red flag.
That's a pet peeve of mine. We've talked about that. And I hate that with a passion.
Yes.
So like even when it comes to just friendships, if I'm playing with people for the first time and I'm trying to enjoy the story that is being told and I just see someone running around already looking, I'm like, well, that just sucks out the fun of it.
At that point, you're not there for the story. You're just there to escape quickly.
And you don't want a quick relationship. You want one that lasts.
Exactly. Yeah,
with communication and teamwork and fun.
And sharing.
And sharing. Sharing is caring.
Okay, Tati, I know you overprepared. So do you have some honorable mentions?
Story of my life. Yes, I do. So for a green flag, I said keeps calm under pressure. I am very type A, high strung usually. But in escape rooms, I think I'm kind of chill. I don't know. Kai, I think you can have a better point of view on that.
Not as chill as me, but I agree.
Definitely not. Kai is like one of the chillest people I've ever met in and out of an escape room. Anyways, So for me, I feel like I need a partner that is very calming to kind of counter my chaoticness at times. So that was a green flag, just to see like what they could do under pressure. And then another red flag, what for me was, they don't even want to play escape rooms at all. So,
oh, big red flag.
If I say, hey, this is really important to me, can we go play some rooms? And they say, no, I'm not into that. That's stupid. Ooh, we are not even going to be a thing. I'm not going to waste my time on that.
Yeah. Sorry. I had no idea that we were friends.
Yeah.
They're like, what are you talking about? We're friends now.
Yes. Starting now.
Starting now. We're done.
So yeah, those were my honorable mentions as well.
Those are great.
Another red flag, just being rude to the game master. They're just there to do their job. It's like being rude to a waiter. Why?
Oh, I hate that.
Like, why are you being rude to a person that is doing a service for you? Why? If you're just rude to strangers, then like, how rude are you going to be to my friends, to me, to my family? Don't be rude.
Oh, no, I get it. That means you've worked customer service, because mm-hmm. I feel like you can't appreciate that until, 100%. Yeah. I think, Kai, we've talked about this, where I think everybody should work some kind of customer service job at some point in their life to gain mm-hmm. a different perspective of respect.
Did you guys ever hear about that case or something where a lady threw food at a Chipotle employee and then she was fined, and then instead of going to jail, she was sentenced to 2 months working at Chipotle?
I love that.
And I was like, yeah, we need more of these.
That's great.
Those are good. I think those are all great flags to be aware of, because I think dating and escape rooms is one of the best ways to figure things out. It really is. People laugh when I recommend that as first date, but I really think it's the only way.
And if you go back to last year's episode, we did talk about if it's a good way to have a first date. I'm on the opposite side of Kai. So if you're interested in that conversation,
it's the only way.
You can rewind to last year and hear us argue some more.
I think it's so great.
Are you guys ready to play a game with me?
Yes.
Yes.
Yay. Okay. I put together, is that a room? And I tried to make it kind of like Valentine's Day-ish, but it was really hard to find. So I went with another theme. I went with the city of brotherly love. And for those of you that don't know, that is Philadelphia. So all the rooms that are real are located in that city. Are y'all ready?
Yes.
Let's do this. Okay. The first one is behind the curtain.
I'd like to hear them all first.
You want to hear them all first? Okay.
Yes, please.
Oh, there's my phone. I was like, I need to write down my answers.
Okay. So you got the first one? You're good? Mm-hmm. Second one, T-Rex lockdown.
T-Rex lockdown.
Your next room is Case, Lust and Lace.
That's pretty Valentine's Day-y.
Yeah. My answers so far is they are not looking good.
Your next one is Locks of Love.
Like hair, but not. Locks of Love is pretty ingenious. Like, that's a thing people say, right? Isn't that a donation? Like a charity donation?
Mm-hmm. To like cut your hair, cut the braid, send it in, have it made into a wig.
Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We have Sir Ripple Sugarton's Candy Factory.
Shut up. That is so funny.
I hope so. I hope so.
I got to go back and change one of these answers.
And last but not least, Penguin Emporium.
I was recently talking about Happy Feet, that movie with penguins.
I love that movie so much.
Yeah.
I used to love the book Mr. Popper's Penguins, and for some reason, that was what popped into my head. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. We haven't thought about that since 9 years old.
Is it Sugar Templeton's?
Sugarton's Candy Factory.
For some reason, when I heard it, it was more ridiculous.
Are we, you guys ready?
Are we doing this as a team?
You up to you guys.
Oh, should we?
Yeah. And for the sake of Valentine's Day, let's do this as a team bet.
Yeah. Okay.
But so every other is at a room. Forget it. You're on your own.
Well, yeah. I mean, Beth is for yourself. Beth is her own woman. Like, she can answer on her own if she wants.
I will say my answers are probably not right. So teamwork will help me out in this sense.
Beth, would you like to be my teammate?
Yes, next? Absolutely.
I am a big fan of believing that it's really hard to put forth ridiculousness. So based upon that, I believe Sugartons and T-Rex lockdown are real.
I did put real for both of those.
Okay, so we're going to lock in real for both of those, yeah? Mm-hmm. So that leaves us behind the curtain, locks of love, and there was one more? Two more. What were the other two, please?
Penguin Emporium. Ooh. And Case Lust and Lease.
Behind the curtain. So I'm going to be honest. I thought they were all real except for one.
Which one?
Locks of Love, because I thought that was too easy to grab considering the organization.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
I also, now hearing all of them, I'm thinking Behind the Curtain is maybe fake. I don't know.
I think Behind the Curtain is real.
Okay. I put real for that originally, but the other ones were so wacky that I was like, I'm not so sure.
Are you okay with agreeing that Locks of Love is fake?
Yes.
And Behind the Curtain is real?
Yes.
Meaning we have Lace Love something?
Lust Lace.
We can go with your gut, Beth, and go all of them are right except for Locks of Love. Or we can say the two that are fake are Locks of Love and Lust Lace and Love.
Let's say the two are fake.
Okay. Okay, let's do it. Let's split. So what do we do? Three and two?
Three and two.
Okay.
No, wait. We have
there's six
total. So it's
four and two.
Then. Four and two. So like we don't do math.
So you said the fake one was what again?
Locks of Love.
Uh-huh.
And Lace Love something.
Okay.
Lust somewhere.
Okay. Lust, Lace, and Love. So going through the list. Are you guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The first one
We never said anything about Penguin Emporium. I do feel like Penguin Emporium is fake, but we can go with real.
I don't know. I hope there's a Penguin Emporium.
Okay, let's stick with what we said. Two and four.
In order of what I said, the first one was Behind the Curtain, and that is fake.
Ah, what?
One for Tati. The next one is T-Rex Lockdown. And you were right. That is real. I saw that and I was like, how can I not put this? This is fantastic.
Yeah.
The next one, the third one is Case Lust and Lace. And you said that was fake. That is a real room.
Boo.
That's as raunchy as I could get it. Mm. All right. Four, Locks of Love. You guys said this was fake. It was fake.
Yes,
and I loved that you knew the origin. And just like as a side note, I love that company. I donate my hair to that company. So if anyone wants to support that company, please do. The next one is Sir Ripple Sugarton's Candy Factory. Yeah, I couldn't make that one up on my own. That's a real one, you guys. Good job. Yeah. And last but not least, we had Penguin Emporium. I was right. This is not real, but you guys chose real. So I'm sorry. You got it wrong.
In the spirit of red flags and green flags, Beth, we can be teammates any day, no matter the result today.
Yeah, it's all about teamwork. It's all about listening to each other, giving each other opportunities. That's an example of a green flag, you guys.
Yeah, team green flag.
Yeah, escape break, green flag. I'm waving it in the air.
Those are good.
Thanks for playing my game.
Of course. Hopefully you did better than us. Who knows? That's the hardest game. The game within the game is the hard part.
It really is. And that's why you wanted to hear all of them first.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
Can you say the Sugartin name again? That one's just really fun.
Sir Ripple Sugartin's Candy Factory.
Oh, Ripple Sugartin. That's why. I thought Ripple Sugarton was like one word. Like,
oh, what is that word? It's like someone's name.
Sir Ripple Sugarton. All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Escape Break on the Cager Express. Let us know about your next date. Hopefully it goes well. And who knows? Maybe in a couple months, you'll have a kid and be married.
Have lots of love, everyone.
Are we going to end it like...
Goodbye.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, Kai. Guess what?
No, don't say it. I need more time.
Break time is just about over.
But Tati, what if they want more?
They can tune into the next episode.
Next episode?
Of course. There's so many more escape adventures to share.
Well, what can they do between now and then?
They can like us on social media.
Share this episode?
Yes, absolutely.
And what if they are new to the show?
Then I think they should go back and listen to all the great episodes.
Awesome. And don't forget to send in your questions to us. And be sure to tune in soon for your next escape break.